This is the McIntosh County Academy Buccaneers Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery and by Cunningham Jewelers. And now, here is your host, Todd Willis.
Welcome to the McIntosh County Academy Buccaneer Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I am Todd Willis. This MCA Buccaneers show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery and by Cunningham Jewelers. And now, joining us, the head coach of the McIntosh County Academy Buccaneers, Bradley Warren.
Hey, guys.
Coach Warren, a big week last week in a lot of different ways. But, you know, one thing I'd like to start off with is the win against Long County that was not, but it was
the forfeit.
The forfeit of the Long County giving us the win, making us 1-0 at the time. And also, that was a big game too, Coach, because that was your 150th win, which is a big deal.
Yeah, of course, I didn't really want to get the 150 that way. I wanted to earn it on the field, so maybe I'll feel better if we can get a win this Friday about it and maybe get 150 and 151 in the same week. How about that?
That'd be fun.
Yeah. I hated it for Long County and Coach Feaster. They, the way I understood it is they played a player that was ineligible to be playing at that time. And it wasn't just any player. He was very impactful. He scored on us once or twice, had an interception. So it was a very big deal. So once they learned about it, they self-reported. Nobody called them or turned them in or anything. They self-reported and corrected the error that had occurred, but that's kind of, you know, ex post facto after the fact. The rule states it's a forfeit, so we got to win that way.
Yeah, and like we said, we'll take the win. Regardless of how it came about, it does go in the win column for us, and it was number 150 for you over a long and illustrious career, and still ongoing.
Yeah, I was kind of excited about that. You know, Todd, that was in that 150, that win was number 71 for me here at McIntosh County Academy. So that was right at, right at half my win total has been here at McIntosh.
Yeah, I mean, it's you combine those, that's a lot of wins here as a Buccaneer and the head coach of the Buccaneers, taking care of business. So now that we're 1-0, we roll into our first home game of the year last Friday against what turned out to be a very explosive Charlton County team.
Yeah, they're a good ball team. They came in ranked, I think, 10th, finished ranked 6th. So they've got a good football team. They're going to be a tough out for anybody they play. I felt like we played really hard. You know, we got beat 25-7. And that was not indicative of the ball game. We drove the ball up and down the field all night long, but didn't have much to show for it. You know, Todd, we held them to only 9 plays in the second half is how long we had the ball. For 2 quarters, they had 9 ball plays. You're supposed to win those games.
Yes.
But, you know, we had 3 major errors in that ball game. We had a block punt that was scooped up for a touchdown. We had a fumble that was scooped up for a touchdown. And then we had a inopportune, bad position hold on a touchdown we scored that was called back. So if you take those 3 items out of the equation, that is a different ball game. But, you know, in close games, the team that is the most disciplined is going to win, and they were definitely more disciplined than us.
Yeah, and the discipline piece is in games like that, Coach, the team that makes the fewest errors usually comes out on top. This is the MCA Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
You know, one of the biggest things that's standing out to me the last 2 weeks is we've been heavily penalized. We're averaging slightly over 3 penalties a quarter in play.
Wow.
We're not going to win games that way, but we did cut down on what I call selfish penalties, the bad ones. We only had 1, and it was not that bad. We pretty much got told the kid hit somebody too hard. So that one was hard to take, but called him for targeting. But that kid looked like he gave out as much as he got.
Right.
Just a pretty good hit. So there were no no really bad ones there except that and another little incident. So the other ones were hustle penalties. But we still were, we had 15 penalties, Todd, and they had 5. So that's 3-1 ratio. That's hard to overcome.
Yeah, it is. And the yardage that goes along with those penalties puts us behind the sticks too much.
Yes, it puts, and we're not meant for to be playing behind the sticks. We're meant to chew clock up, get 4, 5, 7 yards clip, score, and let you wonder why you only had 9 offensive plays in the second half. And we're doing a lot of that. We just got to cut out some of the nonsense. And these guys are really easy to coach. They're not disrespectful. They work hard. But we are emotionally a little immature right now. When we get in a real pressure situation, we don't respond like we should sometimes.
Yeah, and dealing with adversity is part of growing up. It's part of being, on an athletic team where somebody's winning and losing. And it's all about, and in school, how are you going to handle that adversity? And, and that's something they have to learn.
Yeah, we've been working on it. I have just found a thing from Wake Forest that was really cool, talking about dealing with things like this. And some of the wording sounds like me, so I may pass that out in the next 24 hours.
Yeah. And, it looked like we did get some players back this past week. Some players that didn't play in the Georgia Southern game 2 weeks ago against Long County. We're going to get into individual highlights in our second segment, Coach Warren. But as a team, what did the addition of those players mean for the Bucks?
Well, we've been injury riddled since the July OTA camp started there, and we've been in a downhill spiral ever since. We have 5 out this week for the Georgia Military game, but we were as high as 7. So we're getting numbers back down, and we expect some of those guys to be cleared after the Georgia Military game. So we should be headed back in the right direction. Mario Walden had a season-ending injury, which is sad.
Yes.
But
bad luck.
The other guys are things that they can recover from: sprained ankles, sore shoulders, concussion, whatever. They can recover from those. But getting a few back is definitely going to help us.
And of course, it helps with the depth and the ability to substitute, especially this time of year when the heat could be a factor, and to give these kids opportunities to go out and make some plays.
Yeah, we're just a little thin right now, and it's reflecting. We can't do some of the things we want to do offensively. We're more in our single wing stuff right now for depth, because if I put them on the field at the same time, we might not have anybody to go in when they run out of gas.
That's right, and that's always important. But getting depth back, and not only the depth, but as we get into the second segment here very soon, talking about some of these players that are, were new back to the Bucks this past weekend, they made a big difference too, not just with depth, but with their talent.
Yeah, they did.
More to come on the Buccaneer Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
Under the Friday night lights, we're at a weekend practice. Sports injuries happen fast. But Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is already on your team. Trusted by local schools across Glynn County and coastal Georgia. Across our 3 clinics, we bring that same athletic expertise to active families with fast, convenient care. Backed by Southeast Georgia Health System, we're here to get you back safely in the game. Visit sghs.org/summit to learn more. That's sghs.org/SUMMIT.
Cunningham Jewelers is a proud supporter of local athletics, and just like you, we enjoy Friday Night Lights. Whether it's natural talent or coaching-created talent, they both win games. And whether it's Earth Mine Diamonds or Lab Mine Diamonds, they both look great in her ears or on her finger. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652, or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
Welcome back to the MCA Coaches Show with Head Coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I am Todd Willis. This segment brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery and by Cunningham Jewelers. Coach Warren, let's now turn our attention to player highlights. Let's go with offense first. Who stood out offensively? What did they do? And talk to us about this new kid, Josh Griffin.
All right. Well, we'll start. You know, we run the single wing offense out of Ernest McIntosh being in the backfield. But his guys that come in and give him a little breather are pretty good, too. So they held Ernest in check pretty well. I think he only had 68 yards total coming off of a performance that was right at 180 or 160-something the last time. But one of his co-players, Josh Griffin, had a spectacular game and was player of the week. He had 70 yards rushing. So between him and Ernest, that was, 138 there. And he also, Todd, had a massive amount of punt return and kick return yards. So his total yardage for the game from kick returns, punt returns, and rushing was 218 yards.
218?
Yes.
That's incredible. And he was electric every time he touched the ball. He could have taken it to the house at any time.
Yeah, he's a weapon. And, we faked some punts the other night. We've been blistering people with those, so I'm going to make it a little more enticing. I'm going to put him back there in that wall with Tyron so that we have some people where they have to think about, do they want to rush our kicker?
Oh, yeah. He definitely was electric. And holding the truth, of course, the truth is Ernest McIntosh. He is the truth when he runs that ball. But, teams are spying on him and focusing on him. There are some other kids that step up and into that gap when – they are focused so much on Ernest.
Yeah, they are. We were down a few linemen, too. Tristan Thorpe was out. He's one of our better players on the offensive line. We had some substitutes step up, some backups. I thought freshman Gabe Dial came in and did a really good job. Camden McClung, when Pooh Bear went out at center, a little freshman snapper came in the second half and had one kind of bad snap, didn't miss a beat, so he got to go eat chicken basket last night with the big boys as a freshman.
Nice.
And then Easton Rozier, another freshman, stepped in on the line and played. So, Todd, we had three freshmen on the offensive line Friday night.
Yeah. And for those of you out there in Buck Nation listening to the show, Pooh Bear is a sophomore. His given name is Jaden Reed.
That's right.
But we know him by Pooh Bear. We love him. So, offensively, Keyshawn Tyson.
Keyshawn didn't play much offensively. He played a lot on defense Friday night and was one of the reasons we held them to 184 yards total offense. Like I said, we played well defensively. We gave up two legit scores we gave up, but the other two scores that Charlton had, we gave them. We had, the block punt. I've never seen this in my 30 years. We didn't block a soul on the punt protection. We missed all five of them.
Yes, sir. And Keyshawn did have one big run. I think that was off either a punt. Was it a punt return?
Oh, a kick return.
Kick return. I'm sorry. Yeah. A kickoff return.
Yep.
He did have a moment. He's another one that when he touches the ball offensively, he can break it at any time. Let's go to the defensive side of the ball. You've mentioned already that we played well defensively and held them to two legitimate scores, as you said. You're listening to the Buccaneer Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. But let's go to that side of the ball where we did have a good night.
Yeah, we did. We had some things we've got to work on. We got tired in some spots. We overplayed some kids, and we're working there each week to overcome that. It makes injuries a little difficult because if you're a two-way player, that's losing two players instead of one.
Right.
That's on there. But Javonte Cummins was an issue Friday night. I think he had 10 solo tackles, 4 assists. He was just all over the field.
He's a beast.
Yeah, you've got to have a game plan for him or he's going to cause problems. He's playing with a lot of intensity and passion right now. I need him to get in a little better shape so he can help on offense some, but it's so hot right now. It's hard to ask him to do that.
Yeah, Javonte Cummins brings it every week. And just like you just said, if the other team don't game plan for him, it's going to be a long night for the other team.
Yeah, we did some productivity studies this week, so we're going to have some changes on the defense. Some players that are not necessarily doing anything wrong, they just weren't being productive in terms of tackles, sacks, assists, that kind of stuff. So we've changed some personnel. We've got a little different look because of the injuries, and we're trying to put some guys in positions to be successful. That's what we're going to look at this
week. That's right. Get them in the right spots and let them play. You said Keyshawn Tyson had a big night on defense and was a big reason that the defense was able to be successful. Talk to us more about that.
Well, in the secondary, he was able to play what's called a level corner position. It means he comes down to the same level as the linebackers, and which is big run support because they were hurting us with our normal front. So he came down and gave us some nice run support. And they had Josh Griffin in the secondary, too, that came down as well. We struggled a little bit at the other corner in the run game, defending the run, but we were fine in the passing game. So I hope that we fixed that this week.
Yeah, and there you know, with Josh Griffin playing both ways.
Yeah, he's starting on defense, and he's rotational on offense, which we're having to do right now just because of depth. We thought we were going to have our full backfield and everything back this week, but we're just not quite there. We're getting there, though.
Yeah, I mean, it's we're getting those players back slowly but surely, and it'll all happen in due time and at the right time. Let's go to special teams. Avery Stroud, once again, had an opportunity to kick an extra point, and this one was not meek.
No.
It was a booming, thunderous kick that went the distance with a lot of confidence.
He, you know, I told you last time, he takes some kicking lessons over in Brunswick, the Glen area, and his mom pulled, with my permission, of course, pulled him for a lesson on practice. He was going to practice way more than I could give him give him attention for. So it paid off. I heard the thump. There was no little tiddlywink kick this time. It thumped through, and he kicked well all week this week.
Yeah, I mean, he's got a great leg, great attitude, and this time it was with a lot of confidence. It was impressive. And then you talked about Keyshawn Tyson on the kickoff return. Who else had some highlights that shone on special teams this past week?
Well, I want to talk about our front five on the kick return. We put in a new technique called drift, and it's basically you're jogging back, running back kind of at a side turn, your head's turned, and you're timing up somebody on the kickoff coverage team, and you're going to engage them, run them by, delay them, however you're going to do it. But you're almost like a running basketball pick. So we did well with that. It tore some holes in their fishing net, and we were able to punch through.
We will be right back to McIntosh County Academy Buccaneers Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Under the Friday night lights, we're at a weekend practice. Sports injuries happen fast. But Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is already on your team. Trusted by local schools across Glynn County and coastal Georgia. Across our three clinics, we bring that same athletic expertise to active families with fast, convenient care. Backed by Southeast Georgia Health System, we're here to get you back safely in the game. Visit sghs.org/summit to learn more. That's sghs.org/SUMMIT.
Cunningham Jewelers is a proud supporter of local athletics, and just like you, we enjoy Friday Night Lights. Whether it's natural talent or coaching created talent, they both win games. And whether it's Earth Mine Diamonds or Lab Mine Diamonds, they both look great in her ears or on her finger. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652, or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
Welcome back to the MCA Buccaneer Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Todd Willis. This segment is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery and Cunningham Jewelers. So, Coach Warren, we've recapped and reviewed and taken a look back at the past week, starting off with that forfeit win, the 150th victory, the ball game against Charlton. And now let's shift gears to look forward to this week's contest up in Milledgeville against what promises to be a tough GMC team.
Yeah, they are. They're coached by one of my former players, Todd, Coach Gavin Tierce.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, I coached him through sixth grade all the way through his senior year. And he played middle linebacker captain for me. And he was able to go down into Valdosta, coach with Rush Pros for a little while, and end up at Georgia Military. And now he's the head coach there. So I've been told that it's very rare that a head coach faces one of his former players as another head coach in the state of Georgia. In fact, of all my 31 years, I can't think of a matchup, so that's supposed to be pretty rare.
That's pretty rare indeed. I know there's lots of stories every year about coaches, you know, head coaches coaching against coaches that were in their coaching tree, you know, on their staff at one time, just like if he coached against Rush Probst, you know, you said he coached with him. But actually going against a former player as a coach seems pretty special.
Yeah, it is. I don't know, maybe a year ago, me and a friend of mine saw him out with his wife and child on St. Simon's, and we got a picture made, and lo and behold, we're going to coach against each other. That game came about. I saw that they needed a game, and if we of course had to pick up six games,
right?
And it was a week three, which was not hard to find, but it's getting in the range of where you know the ones and twos are gone, the easy ones are gone, and getting that 3, 4, 5, 6 is what we had to pick up. So we were glad. It's going to be a little bit of a drive, but it'll be fun for the kids.
Yeah, and Milledgeville's a great town, too. It's not it's about 3 hours, give or take, but should be a good drive up.
Kickoff's at 7, so that'll give us a little 30-minute break for us older guys.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's and that is right. Kickoff's at 7, not your traditional 7:30, just for the distance of the travel going and coming. What are we looking at on GMC offensively, Coach Warren?
Well, they made the playoffs for the first time in a minute last year. And then I think it was ECI that beat them. So they run an option-based offense, kind of like Army-Navy, old Paul Johnson at Georgia Southern. And they're good at it. They know what they're doing. So the Bucks are going to have to play some discipline football, which I think right now is really good for us. We need a dose of that to make us harness our mental discipline level, not just rely on our athletics all the time. So that's what they do on offense. I think their quarterback's a threat. Their fullback's a threat. They haven't hit anything much on the perimeter yet except for the jet sweep. They've got a receiver playing in the slot position that's tough on that. If he gets vertical, he's going to be an issue. And on defense, they've been what's called an even front. They're in a 4-4 or 5-3 defense most of the time with a cover 3 look. And that's just basically saying, hey, you're not going to run the ball and we're going to take away the short passing game. So we've got our work cut out for us. I'm hoping that I feel like they're young, so are we in a lot of ways. We have 8 seniors, but I feel like some of my seniors that we're playing are some of the better players on the field. So I'm hoping that, you know, the Ernests or the Joshes or Javantes can take the game over.
This is the MCA Coaches Show with Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Does GMC have any, through your scouting and watching film video on them, any players stand out? You mentioned the quarterback, you mentioned the fullback, and a receiver that could be dangerous.
Yeah, those are the main ones. They do have a lineman, and I forget his number. I'm terrible with that. I just kind of watch the body type. They have a lineman number 52 or 3. He could play for a lot of places, including us.
And that's the offensive side of the ball for GMC. What about when the Bucks are on offense? What are we looking at on the GMC defense?
We're going to see 4-4 defense, which people like to play against what we do. And they're, in my opinion, they're a little younger on that side of the ball than they are on the offensive side of the ball. So I'm hoping they'll have a hard time with some of our players like Ernest.
Yeah, I mean, I always anticipate a heavy dose of the truth no matter who we're playing.
Yeah.
And that's always a good thing. And you've already spoken to the fact that we've got a lot of kids injured, not able to play yet. But we should be getting some trickling back to us tomorrow night.
Some. We're still going to be down 5.
Down 5.
Yeah. We've got 3 in concussion protocol, 1 sprained ankle that probably should have already been playing if he had done what he was supposed to in his rehab, and then the other one, of course, is out for the year.
Is out for the year, yeah. Mario Walden, that's just bad luck for that young man. So, GMC, what's their record, Coach?
They're 1-0.
Who have they played?
They beat Crawford County pretty bad the other night.
Crawford right. County, okay. And Crawford County is a single A school.
They are.
So, you know, just like we played Charlton and they were a single A school.
Yeah, they are. And GMC, it was tight. Crawford scored first. And I was like, okay, this is going to be a blowout maybe. But GMC came back and just absolutely tore them up. So we can't be content with just the first score. You know what I mean? We've got to be able to finish them.
Well, you got to be able to finish, and I think that's all going to be possible. We're going to go full circle here in our conversation on today's show that we need to cut down on the penalties.
Yes.
Whether it's bad ones, you know, the mental ones or the hustle ones, but we just have to cut those down to be able to play Buck football.
Yeah, I mean, it's really difficult to call plays from first and 20 yards.
Yeah, I mean, there's not many plays, you know, third and 22, or, you know, I'm just making that up. But, yeah, I mean, you go behind the sticks and you don't have an opportunity to march those off. When we make fewer errors, I think the future is looking really good for the Bucs.
Yeah, we had a penalty period last week, so I had so many ways to do some extra cardio time.
Well, a little encouragement. You know, it's cardio time's never a bad thing, Coach Warren. You know, anything else going into this game that you'd like to share with our listeners?
Well, Tony Dungy, you know, the NFL coach that was with the Indianapolis Colts and
yes.
won a Super Bowl, one of the books I read with him is he felt like you could have five or less penalties to have a good team and have a chance to win with no selfish penalties. So
right.
I'm going to give them five non-selfish penalties, and if that's the goal, we meet it, we're going to get a reward. We don't meet it, we're going to get some extra cardio time.
Extra cardio time and always potentially, you know, not winning the ball game. But if you get five or less, Coach, I have to believe the Bucs can come out.
We will definitely be in the
top.
Contest.
Thanks for joining us for the McIntosh County Academy Buccaneer Coaches Show with Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Be sure to join us each and every week, Buck Nation, during the season right here. I'm Todd Willis. Signing off.
Go Bucks.
We are one Buc.